Monday, I got a new org chart in my email at work. And in place of my job and my name, I was not on it. The answer I got was, oops, we didn't mean for that to go out so soon. And that's how soon you can be replaced. Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast. Positive solutions to help you thrive. Homesteading, gardening, community, side hustles, and building skills. At Grown Nut Trees, I still have some hazelnut left. I have red mulberry, and now pecans, and elderberry, along with comfrey cuttings and crowns. That's at grownnuttrees.com. So I got that org chart, and I wasn't on it. And the answer was, oops, we didn't mean for that to go out so soon. Now, luckily, they moved me to another project, but the lesson was learned. The days of singular income are over. Build something for yourself. It's basic prepping. Build your side hustle. Multiple streams of income, and do it before you get that oops email. In this episode, I'll share tips on how to discover and develop your side hustle niche. So there's been a lot of talk on side hustle is such a messy terms nowadays. It's almost the same as going out of favor like permaculture and homesteading has. People are using side hustle for everything from selling things on Etsy to having a second job at an Amazon warehouse. Now, having a second job in an Amazon warehouse is not a side hustle, that's a second job. Solopreneur also seems to be taking root, meaning solo entrepreneur, especially on Twitter. And I'll stick with side hustle in this episode because it looks better in SEO and Google searches. So now's the time to develop your side hustle. This year I'm concentrating on side hustles. One is that oops email, but there's other reasons. I need something that'll generate consistent and even passive income to make up for any loss in pay. So we're living in a challenging time. We're still feeling the aftermath of the government controls with COVID and the economy in ruins. We got wars and rumors of wars. We've got cultural upheaval. In addition, as I discussed last week with Andy Hickman, I feel like I'm running out of time. I would rather spend my time working on something that matters to me and my family and build assets instead of working on a project and then getting that oops, thanks for your work, but no thanks email and getting rolled off or let go, downsized, or fired at the end. Okay, enough talking about the problem. Let's talk about solutions. So how do you find your side hustle niche? Are you having difficulty finding your side hustle niche? And back up for a second and take a look at this and ask yourself some questions. What are you good at? You know stuff. You may not think it's much, but there's someone out there who will pay or pay attention for that knowledge. Remember, there's guys on YouTube that are getting hundreds of views from sharpening knives or using a scythe. This week, I saw a post on Permies where the guy took a scythe blade that was mangled by a lawnmower and he fixed it. All of these are skills that can be taught or sold as a side hustle or as sales of knives and scythes. Grant Payne takes pruned and trimmed pieces of plants and rejects from the big box store and grows them out into full plants and then sells them. Anything like that can drive into a side hustle. And even better, you could tell someone how to do the skills step by step and they'll still often pay you to do it for them. So try it. Talk about your skill in the community. Offer to show someone how to do it and make a proof of concept webpage, a YouTube page, or use Facebook Marketplace. Sell your service or your product and what you make, or sell your knowledge and skill. So my side hustle success story. Last week I sold over $350 in trees. How did I do it? I put some trees on Facebook Marketplace. Plus, I talked about permaculture design in a local community group, and one of our friends asked me to evaluate their land. We walked their land. I gave my opinion. I didn't talk to them about selling trees at all. They said they wanted some nut trees, so I scribbled an ugly permaculture design, and believe me, this is a very ugly design. Lucky if they could read my handwriting. So they decided to buy trees from me, and we planted 26 trees on their property this weekend in a community event. So we all got together and planted the trees. I sold the trees and the community provided the labor. So maybe you don't know what your niche and you need some ideas. So as I talked about in episode 118, how to build a side hustle by buying many businesses or pre-made website, I've been buying websites off of Flippa.com and creating side hustles. So in addition to websites that are out there, it also can be a side hustle idea generator. So get on Flippa, check out the current listings, but even more importantly, check out the listings that have recently sold. So for example, the prepper website, bunkerbasics.com, sold not long ago for $1,100. So you could build a website like this, you could build one similar, or you could use it as an idea for a niche. You want to niche down. Could you take something and then niche it down farther? So this is my usual process and checklist for evaluating a website over there. Is the site within my niche or in an adjacent niche? Is the site in my price range? Most of what I have bought are starter sites that are $100 to $200. I could go up to $500, but it's got to be a pretty good return on investment. They must be created in WordPress because I like WordPress and I'm sort of a WordPress whiz. Do I have a vision for this? Do I buy the website, build the audience, and then generate affiliate income? Or will I resell the site? Or do I think that I can make the site better? So there's three options right there that you could look at. Another option is, can you create a website similar and niche down farther and then end up taking that and then reselling it later? So I usually take and brainstorm 10 to 15 article topics that I would write for each site as a proof of concept to support my decision. In addition, after I lost the auction on two sites or they exceeded my price range, I created similar sites in the same market. One was a prepper site, and the other one was a guitar pedal site, and both are still in development. So you might say at this point, why would you choose guitar pedals? Guitar pedals are not in your niche. That's not homesteading or gardening or designing your intentional life or anything like that. So as a side note, I'm a guitar player and a hobbyist musician. Back in the before time, before COVID, I would play guitar at local coffee shops or small shows. I didn't have a band, so I would use a looper to play the guitar part. I'd lock it into the looper, and then I'd play over the top of it. That way I could play a lead guitar part over rhythm part. And at one point, I had an elaborate pedal board and even a guitar synth to create synth parts and organ parts with my guitar. So when I was looking at websites to buy, I saw this guitar pedal site for sale on Flippa, and this thing's been for sale since January up and down. The seller stats on income on the site didn't add up, and I'll cover more about that in another episode or video, and we could not reach an agreement on price, so I didn't buy it. But as part of this process, I saw what he was doing on Instagram, I saw how he built his community, and I saw how the guitar pedal community was using Instagram. So what was surprising to me is we're in a guitar pedal golden age. It used to be big companies making guitar pedals, and there still are, but there's a lot of boutique guitar pedals being created and built by U.S. companies. There's at least two of them. They're in Kansas City right down the road from me. And looking at this, I thought the usual, well, I can do better than this guy. I could create a new site and put my own spin on it. And bingo, there's a new niche. One of the things that people want is they don't want to hear the press release information that's just a dump from the website. And if you generate something in AI, you say, hey, compare me the top five guitar pedals. It will create something that sounds like a press release from each one of the guitar pedal companies. But what happens if you take it and you plug it in? And so my approach is I take five pedals, I tell what I'm looking for in a pedal, and then I say, hey, this has this, this didn't match up, this one was too noisy, this one, when I turned the knob, it went flangey, etc. So that's unique. That's what people want. That's not AI content. So I created a website called Guitar Pedal Mania, and since I didn't buy the site on Flippa, the only thing I need to invest in is time on it. Another reason to do this is affiliate marketing. So the other websites that I have, aside from a broad fork or some tool that costs a lot of money, it's mostly selling books or other things off of Amazon. Now, if you sell a book on Amazon, Amazon only has 4.5% on some things. I think it's 4% on garden items. I've made 50 cents this month off of Amazon affiliates, which is actually an improvement, because one of the problems that you have when you start out with affiliate marketing on Amazon is that you will get canceled if you do not have substantial sales, three sales within the 3 months or something like that. And I've been canceled several times because I don't get that much traffic through Amazon. With guitar pedals, one of the things that's good about that is they cost more. So the average one's like $200. Some of them are $100. But, you know, these boutique pedals are even more than that. So it's more return on investment than, say, selling a garden or a homesteading book. Plus, it's something that I like. It's something that I know a lot about. And it's fun. Quick break here. If you like this content and you're getting value from it, then shoot me a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thriving the Future. Thank you. So one thing about affiliate marketing is when you start out, if you set up a website, contrary to what people tell you, is that when you set up a website and you don't have any traffic and you apply for some big affiliate marketing for like Home Depot or Guitar Center or some of the other ones, then you will get rejected because they will check how much traffic you have and how many followers you have and things like that and whether it's worth their time. And most of them will not accept you as an affiliate until you've built some traffic. You're going to have to build traffic through Instagram and social media and then build affiliate income initially on Amazon because you're not going to be able to qualify on the other places like Guitar Center or Home Depot. I've noticed that and figured that out the hard way. So I'll have in a future episode how to take and then build an audience on Instagram and social media and some of the pros and cons of some of the lessons learned that I've done. And the best way to build affiliates is to create relationships. I have relationships with Permies and Permaculture Apprentice, and I'm going to get more of a return on anything that's sold through there than I will through Amazon. And we've been talking about buying websites. One of the keys there is to be able to move that website. And I've got a new sponsor, Duplicator Pro. It's much easier to move and create a website with Duplicator Pro than doing it manually or having someone do it for you. So I bought a website on Flippa. I move it over using Duplicator Pro plugin. It creates all the database. It moves over all of the plugins. It moves over all the content, and it's pretty effortless. Check out the show notes for a link to Duplicator Pro plugin. In future episodes, I'll talk about how to build your Instagram and social media audience based on lessons learned that I've had with this both All Garden Advice as well as this Guitar Pedal Mania site. Do you have a side hustle and you need another set of eyes to look at it? DM me on Twitter or email me and I can consult for you. Good luck on your side hustle and share your wins and losses on our Telegram community. Go to signup.thriveinthefuture.com and join our Telegram community and share your wins and losses. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter @ThriveInTheFute and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.